from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Peter, what's going on, dude? How are you?
I am good, my friend. Sorry, I had phone troubles for a minute. I'm making my way to a long day of travel to eventually get to Berlin this weekend for Bash at Berlin for WWE.
Wow. What continent are you currently on?
What condiment? I'm a big ketchup man, or sriracha. Sorry.
Continent.
Bad joke. I am currently in America on a continent called Long Island, but later this evening I will be heading out from JFK. I'm stopping in Amsterdam, and then I'll be in Berlin sometime tomorrow early afternoon.
Okay, good for you. Now, is that stop in Amsterdam personal? Because I'm guessing they got directs from New York to Berlin.
I thank you for making me sound cooler and younger and hipper than I currently am. No, it is. I barely choose to visit Amsterdam when I'm in the United States, let alone when I'm in Europe. So, it was one of those situations where I couldn't make the direct flight that everybody else was taking because of my radio show, and then it was either take some like suspect discount airline where the direct flight to Berlin was like $300, and I was like, I don't trust this. So I opted for the legit flight that stops in Amsterdam.
Dude, I know all about taking terrible flights to make your radio show schedule. So I get that. That makes a lot of sense. Dude, so we've made it, Peter. It's been a long summer. I know you got to take a little well-earned vacation there, but football season's here. I know you've got WWE stuff that keeps you busy year-round, but I know what football season means to you. How fired up are you now that we're basically to the finish line? College football this weekend, NFL starts a week from today.
I am incredibly stoked on every level. Super, super excited for this Commanders team. Have really been, I know this may sound weird, and certainly you can't identify it because of your multiple hats that you wear covering the team, but I've been like relatively checked out of training camp. I mean, I check in here and there, but like didn't have the same sort of commitment. I mean, Sunday night was a friggin' rumor to me. I've just been sort of, I want to wait and just watch this team and take it in as like a normal fan that maybe has a real football team, you know? And I'm trying not to pass like any sort of major judgment before I see it. So like the expectations on Jaden and all of those things, I'm just kind of trying to wait and take it in. I'd say the most emotional I've been about this team was when I texted you guys about the Jahan Dotson news. That was very frustrating to me, and I'm not saying it was the wrong thing to do, and you know, you sort of shed some light maybe on what was going on there. And obviously when you draft a player that highly and after 2 years they're not giving you what you expected, you know, in some ways it's not shocking. The thing that just kills me is how Philadelphia always gets their man, right? And like, you know, it's been a huge story on my radio show here in New York. The fact that the Eagles let Hassan Reddick go and grabbed Bryce Huff from the Jets. And now Hassan Reddick has turned into a complete disaster so far for the Jets. Yeah. And they get this great Huff who's kind of like the perfect replacement for Reddick in the first place. And I felt sort of the same way. I'm like, wait a second. How did we in division let them get a guy who at least on paper could turn into a stud and burn us. And listen, in one sense, it's the kind of decision that I think good, rational football teams make. They don't make emotional decisions. If you get an option, you're like, hey, this guy's not going to be as valuable at the end of this year. We don't care. We want to move on and get something. I get it. But as a fan, it hurt. Was that a common thought? Were a lot of people annoyed by this?
Yo, 100%. I mean, that trade came down, I believe, on a Thursday afternoon. And then Friday, Brian flew out to California to meet his granddaughter, if I have that right. Yeah. And so it was me solo. And Peter, you know how radio is. I didn't even give out the phone number. And the phones were lit from the time we came on. And it was, I'd say, 70, 80% people just pissed about the trade. And yesterday was the first time we got to talk to Adam Peters since the trade, I believe. And he had a couple of comments, one specifically to a question I asked him, where he's like, we got good value for Jahan. We like where we ended up on that trade. And I think, and then B said something that was really telling, is like, sometimes we see things through the prism of, yo, this is a first round pick. But 2 years into the league, you are what you are at that point, and draft status just doesn't matter, you know? And I think it was because the vision of Jahan and even his rookie season, catching the 7 touchdowns, I think in NFL circles, I think the market showed what it would bear. And dude, there's no way Peters wanted to trade him in the division and have to send a fifth. There's no way he wanted to, but I think it's pretty obvious that was the best offer out there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I sometimes get frustrated when we spend a lot of time. It comes up a lot here, you know, when we talk about the New York GMs and we're talking about Joe Shane and Joe Douglas and what they get. Sometimes I get frustrated in like the optic of what it looks like to give up on a pick. At a certain point, yeah, the pick is what it is, but you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face because it was a good pick, so you let it get less and less valuable. I think that is a stupid thing to do. Simultaneously, you know, we could have a conversation here about the quarterback play, realistically, that Jahan had the first 2 years in the league, right? But then there's another thing, which is that, okay, but now you want him to compete, and he's got a guy that a lot of people think can play. I mean, I don't know if you looked at that ESPN article yesterday where they were surveying 100 anonymous NFL players, and it seemed like basically a split between who will be better between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. So a lot of people think this kid can play, and he wasn't able to get in a position to definitively start with Daniels. I guess that's all the information they needed. It's just, as a fan, it's frustrating and scary. And the idea that A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, if Jahan Dotson's just a little better than he's been so far, I think it's kind of what the Eagles were looking for.
I think specifically with Jahan, I think offenses play a big role in it. And I think Scott Turner, 2 years ago, Jahan's rookie season, did a good job of scheming Jahan clean off the line. There was a lot of motion, a lot of bunch formations. That's kind of just stuff that Scott did. Last year with Bieniemy, you didn't see that as much, and NFL defenses realized if we can press him at the line or just get a good bump on him within 5 yards, that's going to disrupt his route-running ability. And I think that happened combined with some unexpected drops. I mean, there were legitimate drops last year from Jahan. He was top 10 in drop rate across the league that I never would have expected. He was one of the best hands catchers coming out of the draft, and I think things just kind of went sideways. I think this will really surprise you. And you do so much between WWE, 2 radio shows, 100 podcasts. Like, you do so much. This may not even be on your radar. Did you see last evening the Commanders signed a guy named Noah Brown?
No.
Okay. Do you know Noah Brown?
Remind me of how I should.
Receiver for the Texans last year, the Cowboys prior to that.
Yes. Okay, yep. I saw yesterday that they were moving on from him. And wasn't he, like, statistically, wasn't he basically better than everybody we have shy of Terry?
Yeah. Noah Brown, who they just signed yesterday, who's a 7-year vet, a 7th-round pick in 2017. Last season, in only 10 games had more receiving yards than Jahan Dotson did in 17 games.
Hey, well, that's Adam Peters then doing Adam Petersy things, right?
Right. I mean, that's what you hope. And maybe that's too much of a direct comparison when one guy had C.J. Stroud and an electrifying offense and one dude had Sam Howell and an unelectrifying offense, right? Like, there's context to everything, but I think it does say something that they were able to bring somebody in with more productivity in 10 games. Now, you hope he can stay healthy, but I also think a guy like Noah Brown picked to come here because he thinks there's opportunity. Thank you, dude.
Done. Later, boys. Peace.
All right. Peter Rosenberg, give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!